So, do you think, like, in terms of practical skills or in terms of anything that you've learned so far in your EMBA, if you had to pick one, what would jump out at you?
This kind of questions is like pick one.
I thought it's easy, makes it easy if you have one. You will, can you not pick?
No, because you have to single it out. You have to pick the favorite one.
All right.
I think actually at this moment is more of a soft skill. Like to this point, you learned again how when you have so many deadlines, you have responsibilities at work, at home, and then you added another layer to it. Now you're studying and it's also really important. So you're trying to put it all together in your day and you're trying to prioritize. And I think it's an important skill to, if you actually manage to make it a whole in your life and not suffer from the way you combine this aspects together, it's a big deal. Yeah.
Good stuff. Do you think that you can see the skills that Ricardo had, and you kind of see yourself learning anything that you know, any traits that you noticed in him, and now you notice them kind of in yourself because of Holt? Or is that difficult to ascertain because you're in a relationship?
I would say maybe that's difficult, but also, I don't know. I think it's still to come because for me, I started in October, right? So it's been a quarter of my studies. I think it's still hard to say, but I think there is a lot to learn about yourself in this journey. And like it's about these things being confident in your knowledge, being, putting yourself out there.
Because I
I think
know
this.
the type of students that we've kind of got at Hull, and again, might be a personal question because you're in a relationship, but we were going to ask this to all the friends. Are you competitive with one another?
No, not really.
No,
We
no.
are very, no. Well, we are at very different stages of our journeys, let's say. It's like I'm not going to compete with a CEO that was my classmate,
Yeah.
right? I mean, like I'm really certainly going to want to get a better grade, but in the end of the day, like on a bigger scale, no, we're not competitive,
No,
no.
just it's just, you know, you don't need to be doing that at all. You don't need to be taking that into a relationship, I don't think. Like,
No. I
it's
think yeah,
not
that would be a bad idea.
at all. Let me have a look. What else have we got here? This is one that I've been enjoying asking people. Do you think that you two would make good business partners?
I have been thinking about it. I don't know because how to say, people are bad at pre that's what Dr. Amanda taught us. People are bad at predicting their own behavior. They will make a very serious face, and say, yes, this is how I would be or how it would be for us. But then in reality, most likely would be very different. I'm not sure what my attitude is towards becoming business partners when you're life partners. Maybe like a side hustle, yes.